We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to Tanu Rabbanan. Two lines up from Tosos Lo. Tanu Rabbanan Shoshayu Ban Kashem Uyotan Yafeh. There are three things that too much of them is bad, but a little bit is good. Ve'iluhin, and they are Seor, sourdough, Melach, Sof, Salvanu, and holding back when they ask you to go and be the Shalich Tzibur. Am Rav Huna. Rav Huna taught the following. Ta'a b'shalosh rishonot chozer l'rosh. If a person lost his focus, doesn't know how to continue Shmon Esrei, and he's in the middle of the first three blessings, start again. B'emtzayot chozer l'tachonin. If he's in the middle of the middle blessings, meaning the middle 15, so he's not sure where he is, so you begin with atachonin. B'achonot, but if he was up to the last three, chozer l'avodah, so then you go back to Ritzei. Ravasi amar mtzayot en len seder. Ravasi says, no, you, in the middle ones, you can pick up wherever he left off. Mati rav sheishat mechanu chozer mtchilat avchashita b'tyuta d'rav Huna. Doesn't the Mishnah seemingly say clearly that if a person lost it in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you start again from whatever blessing he was up to? So that disproves Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna, emtzayot kulu, chada b'chataninu. So Rav Huna says, well, all the middle blessings are like one long blessing. So this idea that the middle blessings are one unit is supported in the Jerusalem Talmud. The Jerusalem Talmud tells us that there are certain amens that are pivotal. The amen of Akel HaKadosh and the amen of Shomei HaTfilah, and this is quoted in Halacha. So now we understand why, because the middle 15 blessings are one unit, which ends off with Shomei HaTfilah. So even if you don't go like Rav Huna halachically, they're not one unit that if I get stuck in the middle of one, I go to the beginning of all of them, but they're still one unit halachically, which goes back to the Tosos Chachmei Anglia and the sixth Perek in Brachos, that even when you have a machlokes in the Gemara or the Mishnah, usually we agree on the setting, we agree on the setup, what's more chamul, what's less chamul, the concepts are generally agreed on, there's one point we differ on. So everyone agrees the middle blessings are one unit. The question is, are they one unit to the point where I'll call it one blessing, that if you get confused in the middle, you go back to the beginning of the 15? Or do I mean the beginning of the 13? Or do I mean that they're one unit, only in that they're all focused on our needs, and only then you have the first three that introduce, the last three that conclude, and the middle ones, which are the requests. Nice meeting you.
That's
right. I don't think it says. This is my interpretation. I don't remember. Been a decade. Amar Yehuda, Lo'olam al Yishal Adam Tzachav Lo B'Shosh Rishonot Lo B'Shosh Achronot Ela B'Emtzayot. You ask your requests in the middle ones. You don't ask in the beginning or in the end, right? You don't say Zachreinu. Okay. Dam Rav Chanina Uchsov L'Chaim Tovim. Dam Rav Chanina. I'm joking. We do say all those. Sotosa says it. Sotosa says, yeah, that's because those are requests for all of Am Yisrael. You're not asking a personal request. You say Zochreinu L'chaim Melech HaFetz B'chaim B'sefer Chaim Rochav Shom Farnos Tov Nizochev V'Nikosev. That's about all of Am Yisrael. So that's one answer in Tosus. Dama Rabbi Chanina Rishonot Melev Shem Sadel Shevach Lifnei Rabo. The first blessings are like a servant who's arranging his praise. Emtzayot Melev Shem Vakesh Pras Merabo. The middle ones, you're asking for a pras, whatever that is. Achonot melev chekibel pras merabov v'niftav olechlo. And the final ones, you're like a servant who received this pras, and now he asks permission, and he goes. And the word niftar, Rashi learns, means notel reshut, but there's a machlokes rishonim in Megillah on the word haftarah, what the word niftar means.
I understand the last three.